That's right. Of course, a big football game coming up tomorrow. And
yeah.
So here we go.
Talking
with
about when the Aggies smack a little Tiger Heine.
There you go. The LSU fight song. Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold.
Wow, it's rhymey.
Yeah, it is. We'll carry through, we'll die or do. I thought it was do or die. Yeah. But then that wouldn't rhyme,
no,
would it?
Mm-mm.
To win this game for LSU. Keep trying for the final score. Ooh, listen to that, man. Come
like
on,
it.
You Tigers, fight for more, for more. Come, you Tigers, fight, fight, fight for dear old LSU.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot.
It doesn't say anything about being drunk on Bourbon Street, though, does it?
Oh,
I mean, so
that would be a little more accurate.
Well, it would. I mean, it really would. So, all right, so here's what it sounds like. Uh-huh. Like knights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold.
Scott.
We'll carry through, we'll die or do.
I think you're a little bit behind the
year. LSU. Well, excuse me. They're Cajuns. You're going to be singing it, okay?
Ah. There ain't no jug in this band.
It's like they're going to be seeing double anyway from the opening kickoff.
Oh. That is a broad generalization,
it,
Scott.
It certainly is, and it's exactly who they are. But, you know, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, remember you have to have a ticket to get in the stadium, so people from LSU don't understand that.
What? They will find where we live.
They will find where Scott lives.
They won't care. Anyway, so we'll see how all that works out. We'll have the game on. Kickoffs at
11.
Commercials after 11, yeah.
Commercials after 11.
Well, I mean, you know, they got to have the commercials, then they'll do the kickoff. The federal government, the Federal Trade Commission says, more than 217 million phone numbers are now on the National Do Not Call Registry. Yesterday, the agency hosted a public summit to address the issue of illegal pre-recorded telemarketing calls or robocalls. Now, before you complain, I want you to remember that political robocalls are exempt.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, you have to listen to those well, excuse me. They can go ahead and continue to call. You don't have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, it's these robocalls, which many people have complained about. Those kinds of robocalls have, in fact, been illegal since 2009. I'm not going to say there are unscrupulous folks out there who continue to do it, but they probably do.
There are.
If you answer the phone and hear a pre-recorded sales pitch from a telemarketer, it's probably an illegal robocall. Here's what you do. Hang up. Don't press 1 to get an operator. Don't press any buttons at all, because that'll mean you'll probably never get off the robocaller's list. And again, if they say, push this button to get off our list, guess what? You're probably not going to get off their list. Consider calling your phone provider and asking them to block that number. But make sure to ask whether it charges for that service, just so you know. Telemarketers change caller ID information very easily, and they do it very often. So it may be worthwhile to pay the fee, at least according to the Federal Trade Commission. They say that might be worthwhile. Hello?
Hey, you know Huey P. Long co-wrote the LSU fight song?
That doesn't surprise me at all. No, I didn't know that.
Did he really?
He was in charge of funding for LSU, so he could probably do anything he wanted to, right? Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had no idea.
That's very interesting trivia.
Yeah. Huey, boy, all the King's men. What a great story. He is.
Have you read the book?
Yeah. He's one in a million. I don't know that maybe his security team didn't have something to do with his demise. You know, that's always been considered.
That's the rumor.
And finally, to report a robocall to the FTC, visit the agency's complaint assist. Right. Okay. Now, you can add your number to the do not call list for nothing. Go to their website, which is donotcall.gov. Donotcall.gov. And good luck with that. Hope that works out for you. Got a trivia question coming up in the next half hour. Got some tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival we're going to be giving away.
Be a great weekend for
it. Yeah, they've been blessed with really good weather for a while. All right, so a report released yesterday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirms what we talked about, I don't know, a couple of months ago. These single-use laundry detergent pods, this is an emerging public health hazard in U.S. America. Young kids being the most vulnerable. You know, the deal is they make these little detergent pods, if you've seen them. Actually, they started doing it first with dishwashing detergent, I think. But these things are colorful. And don't know why they do that, but they do. They make them different colors. And so as a result, kiddos don't know any better. And little bitties can get near those things, and they pop them in their mouth, and it's really not good for you. In fact, there were 1,008 exposures reported between May 17th and June 17th.
No kidding.
Year. That's 1 month.
Wow.
So if you're going to use those things, I mean, if that works for you, then just make sure that the kiddos can't get near them. It's not a good idea. All right, so kind of a neat story here. Little kid, 10 years old, Down syndrome, disappeared on Tuesday afternoon from his home in Alabama, found safe and sound on Wednesday after spending a cold night in the woods. Apparently, a bunch of little puppies got together as a pack and kept him warm.
You're kidding me.
Yep, that's right. The search volunteer eventually found the boy near a creek thanks to the family dog and the dog's offspring. They were all over their barking.
Holy cow.
How many puppies was that?
I don't know. Just said a bunch of puppies. So that's kind of cool.
Was it Lassie?
Timmy's in the mine. Is that right? Is that what you said, Lassie? Timmy's in the mine?
Timmy's in the well.
Dang, oh, yeah, that's it. Whatever. Well, you can't. Hey, all those barks sound the same. I can't even tell whether it's the. I can't tell whether it's the well or the. Yeah. Poor grandpa.
You're not bilingual.
All right, Timmy's lost somewhere. We got to go find him. All right, where was he last time? Okay, he may not be there this time. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Oh, a New York teacher fined $4,000 for giving students free homework passes if they purchased his homemade soap.
Oh,
very nice.
That's brilliant.
At least three students bought single bars of soap. One student purchased three bars. Okay, so are you going to give me one break on that? If I buy three bars of soap, will you give me four passes on my assignment, not having to do that?
Buy three, get one free.
Something like that. Hey, you may as well do what you can. Oh, while speaking of puppies just a minute ago, Nebraska authorities ticketed a man who allegedly stashed his puppy in a newspaper box while he went inside a restaurant. Truck driver, who was from California. Well, he told police that he's just trying to keep his dog safe while he's inside to eating at this fast food restaurant in Lincoln.
And there was piddle paper.
Sure. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It's all set.
Yeah, it's it. That's all you need. Well, it's probably nice and warm in there with the newspaper. So he said he didn't really leave his puppy in there for very long, and he didn't want to leave him in the truck, and he knew he couldn't bring him in the restaurant. So he inserted a dollar in the newspaper box, pulled it open, put the puppy in there, and there you go.
He was paying rent.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. And in fact, witnesses said he dropped another dollar in the machine and pulled out a paper instead of the puppy. So, no. I'm kidding.
Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Yeah, you know, that truck driver's not too intelligent.
Why?
If he'd have been smart, he'd have gone out and bought a service animal vest. he could have taken the dime
yeah,
in with
that's
him.
That's probably right. He may do that in the, yeah, help. Yeah. I kind of like the idea. I mean, but really, I didn't even think about it until you said that. I mean, just you go ahead and you got the papers right
yeah, absolutely.
There. You got a whole stack of them. Everything should be just fine.
Borrow a coffee mug so you can put a little water in there.
Sure. I mean, yeah, should be absolutely fantastic.
All we right. may have created a revenue stream.
Well, that's again, you know, I guess I don't know what you know. I don't work for a newspaper, but that might be something that you could you know put on the outside. You know, today's newspaper, and then you know. Also could be like a little puppy place. 7:25. Hey, the folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you that they've got big things going on right now, and you can be a part of it because savings days are going on at Suddenlink. And savings days, this is what it basically means to you, is you've got an opportunity to save like never before on what you may need right now, which is high-speed internet. You know, being able to have the speed to do what you want to do on the internet is important, whether it's doing gaming, maybe actually studying if you need to do that, but streaming movies and downloading music, you can do that as well. Plus, there's Suddenlink SL200 HD TV package that gives you tons of HD programming absolutely free, and it gives you access to Suddenlink To Go, which allows you to stream your favorite movies and TV shows straight to your laptop or your computer, wherever you happen to go. If you're an NFL person, remember, of course, NFL Red Zone. That gives you an opportunity to see whenever a team gets into the red zone in the NFL, no matter where it is, it'll take you there so you can see that. And, of course, there's 24/7 on NFL coverage on the NFL Network. You can get that also from Suddenlink. So give them a call and find out about that. And, of course, every month there's something new and different on the video on demand. As we told you, there were movies earlier this month that are a good 4 weeks, 8 weeks sometimes ahead of what Netflix and Redbox does. So go to Suddenlink.com and get more information or give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. Savings days going on right now at Suddenlink. So get in touch with them and find out how you can save and use your internet just the way that you want to. All right, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on your business or samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosValley.com. It's nice this morning. Now, we're going to have a little bit of a change because the wind is going to shift around, and it's not going to feel quite as cool as it has been. Look for a high temperature today, about 83 with variable winds. Tonight, 56 is our low. And then we'll be back around 87, 88, something like that for the next 5 or 6 days. And you'll really notice that in the evenings, it's not going to be as cool because we'll be down around 70 for our lows. Right now, humidity is 72%. Winds are from the northwest at 5. And again, we've got 52 degrees out there.